Number six, Columbia Gas of Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. Almost good afternoon.
Yeah.
Columbia Gas of Virginia 12-0606 is requesting authorization to dredge 23,146 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land during a one-time dredging event and to restore the site to its pre-dredge bathymetry with certified clean sand to complete the environmental remediation of the former manufactured gas plant site adjacent to the Swimming Point neighborhood situated on the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Columbia Gas is proposing to remediate the contaminated river sediments through DEQ's voluntary remediation program. As I mentioned, the subject site is situated on the main stem of the Elizabeth River, directly across from Waterside, downtown Norfolk, over here, and adjacent to Portsmouth Naval Hospital, just to the north. The boundaries of the project site are indicated in red. A little bit of a history lesson. Portsmouth Gas Company operated a manufactured gas plant upwind of the project site from the mid-1800s to the mid-1900s in order to provide gas for domestic purposes. That would have been up in this general vicinity. The plant ceased operation. The site was sold in 1960 to the Portsmouth Redevelopment and Housing Authority, which eventually sold the upland for the development of residential apartments and single-family homes. Columbia Gas, a successor to the Portsmouth Gas Company, has completed multiple investigations of the upland component of the site beginning in 1992 through the present. Several remedial actions have taken place in the Swimming Point neighborhood, which is right in here, and at adjacent properties. An initial sediment investigation conducted in 2007 indicated the presence of contaminated river sediments, including tar-like and oil-like material, which were impacted by the former manufactured gas plant, likely as a result of wastewater that was discharged from the upland property. This is one of the current drawings associated with the project. Just for reference, mean low water is shown in blue, and they are proposing to dredge in the highlighted areas. In areas where what's called maple or non-aqueous phase liquid, which is essentially a liquid waste product, where that's present, they are proposing to dredge to dredge three feet of material. That's indicated by the green shaded areas. In areas where PAH concentrations are elevated, the removal of 1 foot of material will occur. So that would be in the areas highlighted in brown. The maximum dredge depth was selected based on PAH levels not exceeding the proposed cleanup standard and not being observed below 3 feet into the sediment. Columbia Gas is proposing to mechanically remove the contaminated material using an environmental bucket unless the presence of debris or other conditions make its use unfeasible. Dredging will be conducted within a turbidity curtain around the specific portion of the site being dredged on a certain day. A fixed turbidity curtain will also be established along the perimeter of the site. And per Coast Guard regulations, they are actually including lighted buoys attached to the fixed turbidity curtains. These are just some details of the turbidity curtains to the left. This is surrounding a particular area that will be dredged on any given day. Turbidity curtain and the oil absorbent booms. To the upper right-hand corner, this is the detail of the turbidity curtain, of the fixed turbidity curtain that will be established along the site perimeter. And this is, in your lower right-hand corner, just the fill detail. Air quality, surface water quality, and turbidity monitoring will be performed during the dredging activities. This is just a cross-section, two cross-sections showing that the proposed depth, maximum depth that they intend to dredge is 3 feet in some locations and 1 foot of material in other locations. The dredge material will be barged to Shirley Plantation in Charles City. The sediments will be offloaded, stabilized, and transported using sealed trucks to the Charles City landfill. And the site will be restored to its pre-dredge bathymetry using certified clean sand. These are a couple ground shots of the site. There's a portion of the dredging project that will occur just channelward of this private pier and on the southern side of this pier. This is a photograph looking north, Portsmouth Naval Hospital. This is in the background. This is the existing swimming point bulkhead right here. And the dredging, a substantial portion of it will be occurring out in that general vicinity. The project will also impact non-vegetated tidal wetlands. Basically, there's a section of existing riprap that will be removed. The material will be dredged, and they will come back in, fill it with clean sand, and then place the riprap, or put the riprap back in place. And this is just another site. I believe these stakes indicated the upper limits of the wetland board's jurisdiction in this particular case. The project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Maury and Audrey Cook, adjacent property owners. Mr. and Mrs. Cook expressed their concerns in an email dated August 24th, in which they state that they had received only general assurances that the project would not impact the air, water, soil, and infrastructure. They indicated that they have asked for, but have not yet received, independently verified studies that confirm this. In their letter, they requested that BMRC staff provide any studies or documentation in support of or dispute of the claims made by Columbia Gas, and that they be given 90 days to review those documents before any further work is done on the project. Staff did previously issue an adjacent property owner notification letter dated May 14, 2012, to Mr. and Mrs. Cook informing them of the project. Furthermore, Columbia Gas initiated their community outreach efforts with respect to this project back in May of this year. And since then, multiple meetings have been held to discuss the scope of the work, what residents are likely to see during the dredging activities, as well as to answer any questions pertaining to the project. Since receiving the protest, staff has provided additional information via email to Mr. and Mrs. Cook, including a copy of the remedial action work plan that was submitted with the original application. Staff has also provided the results of a survey conducted on the existing swimming point bulkhead and revised drawings indicating that no dredging activities will occur within 15 feet of the bulkhead. To date, Mr. and Mrs. Cook have not provided any additional correspondence indicating whether or not their concerns were addressed. VIMS did indicate that although the project involves significant subaqueous impacts and minor tidal wetland impacts, the net result will be a beneficial increase in the quality and the quantity of marine habitat. This tidal tributary is designated by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries as a confirmed use area for anadromous fish. Therefore, consideration should be given to avoiding dredging during sensitive times for migratory and larval fish. VIMS states, however, that if it is not feasible to avoid dredging from February 15th to June 15th, then the proposed mitigation measures to control turbidity and the release of PAH contaminants beyond the project area will become especially important during this time period. They did, in their report, further indicate that the post-dredging monitoring plan does not include any sediment sampling, and it is unclear how or if the applicant will determine that the target average concentrations of 45 to 100 parts per million is actually achieved, and that all of the NAPL has in fact been removed. In addition to benthic habitat and sediment testing, VIMS advocates additional post-dredging sediment testing, at least in areas where the NAPL was located, to verify that the remediation action was successful as expected. Lastly, VIMS advises the use of institutional controls to ensure that future in-water activities maintain the integrity of the sand cover unless or until a monitoring plan demonstrates that there is no longer contamination present that would be reintroduced into the water column. As I previously mentioned, the Coast Guard is requiring that the fixed turbidity curtain established along the site perimeter be lit with a minimum of 8 slow flashing white lights to be located on each of the corners, and then one every 200 feet on the east-west, and north-south curtain runs. In association with this marking requirement, the applicant must prepare and provide for Coast Guard approval a private aids to navigation application. Due to the scope of the activity, the Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate that the project will adversely impact natural heritage resources in the project area. The Portsmouth Wetland Board approved the project at their August 1st, 2012 meeting. The permit, however, has not yet been issued. While staff is sensitive to the protestants' concerns, staff believes that Columbia Gas has adequately addressed issues relating to air and water quality monitoring during dredging activities in their remedial action work plan. Columbia Gas has also submitted revised drawings depicting a recommended 15-foot offset between the bulkhead and all dredging activities to minimize any potential damage to the existing bulkhead. The bulkhead is located landward of mean low water. Therefore, specific concerns with respect to the bulkhead ownership are matters staff feels are outside of the Commission's purview. Furthermore, a subaqueous permit issued by the Commission does not convey property rights or interests. Staff believes that the removal of contaminated sediments and the restoration of this site will provide an enhanced benthic habitat for estuarine species that currently utilize the Elizabeth River. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the following permit conditions. Permittee agrees to adhere to all proposed work zone controls provided in the remedial action work plan. Permittee shall provide a post-dredging bathymetric survey of the dredged area within 30 days of completion of the dredging. The survey shall be signed and dated by a hydrographic surveyor. The survey shall be referenced to mean low water and shall include depth measurements exterior to the limits of the dredge cut. Pre-dredge conference shall be held on-site prior to the commencement of the initial dredging and any maintenance dredging. In this particular case, there's no maintenance dredging, so it'll just be prior to the commencement of the project. The meeting shall be attended by the permittee, the dredging contractor, and a member of VMRC staff. The meeting shall be held within 7 days prior to the commencement of dredging, and shall include an inspection of the dredge area and a discussion of the terms and conditions of the permit. Permittee shall coordinate with the U.S. Coast Guard regarding lighting requirements of the fixed turbidity curtain. Staff further recommends a one-time royalty payment of $4,629.20 for the dredging of 23,146 cubic yards of subaqueous material at a rate of 20 cents cubic yard, rather than our standard recommended rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. This is the lowest rate permissible by code, since this material is contaminated and will be removed voluntarily from the Elizabeth River. Furthermore, since this is a voluntary project, staff does not recommend further sediment testing as part of a commission permit. Staff feels that should be part of the remediation plan with DEQ if necessary. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for the presentation, Ms. Woodward. I did have one question. VIMS in your report indicates that They had some concern about the post-dredging monitoring plan, not including any sediment sampling. Is that addressed or encompassed in your staff recommendation?
Well, we included the statement. We felt that since this is a voluntary project and they're removing this contaminated material voluntarily, that we did not recommend the sediment testing as part of the commission permit, and we felt that this would be part of the remediation plan with DEQ if DEQ requires it. So that was our...
Okay, so if anything, it would be integrated into the remedial plan?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Other questions?
Quick question.
Yes, Mr. Sussman.
Just out of curiosity, what triggered, I mean, it's a great thing, what triggered Columbia Gas to do this? I don't see the connection between them. And I guess they bought Portsmouth Gas Company, is that what you said?
Yes. They were the successor. Mr. Roger Hathaway with GEI Consultants is here on behalf of Columbia Gas, and he might be able to answer that more directly.
I was just wondering what triggered him to do it. Again, it seems like a good thing.
Right. Well, DEQ, their voluntary remediation program encourages hazardous substance cleanups in areas that might not otherwise occur. So there are some potential benefits.
They want to make the site marketable so that they can sell it.
Let's go ahead and hear from the applicant.
That.
Yeah, thank you. Before that, are there any other questions for staff? Ms. Woodward, thank you. All right. Is Columbia Gas president or representative? If you want to come on up here to the microphone, please.
I'm Sydney Rice with NiSource, which is the holding company, the parent company for Columbia Gas of Virginia.
Ma'am, in that case, let me go ahead and swear you in. If you just raise your hand, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
The reason that we are doing the sediments is a couple things. Justine is correct in saying that DEQ to issue a certificate of completion for the project requires you to address all impacts, off-site, on-site, it doesn't matter. I'm a little nervous. This is the final area that we have not remediated. We've done the land side, we've done the neighborhood, we've done the houses, and this is the final piece of the puzzle. The other reason is it's just the right thing to do, and that's the kind of company we are, so that's why. It's not about marketable. It's river property.
Thank you.
My only point
was, as far as the land side, we actually built a public park. So we didn't market the land side. We lease it to the city for 100 years. It's the final stopping point of the path of history in the city of Portsmouth. So none of this was ever about money making. It was all about taking responsibility for a predecessor company and doing the right thing.
Thank you for the clarification.
The only point of my comment, if I can clarify my comment, sure. The voluntary remediation program was created for the purpose of making properties that are now brownfield marketable so that you could be a bona fide purchaser of the parcel if their remediation is approved by DEQ and a plan put in place. That's why you complete the voluntary remediation program. It may not have been the purpose for Columbia Gas in this instance, but that's the general reason for the voluntary remediation program. That's the only point of my comment.
And ma'am, do you have any further comment on the staff recommendation that you've heard?
No, we're happy with that.
Thank you.
We can live with all those requirements.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Plumlee. Ma'am, if you want to stay up.
Sorry.
With the comments that DEMS had suggested with post dredging sampling. Was there any opposition from Columbia Gas for that?
No. DEQ has also mentioned in their comments to the permit that they would like to see some sort of post-dredging sampling. There's no real protocol for that, so we haven't developed a plan, but we have no objections.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for this application? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in opposition to the project? All Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I had one follow-up question with the staff about the issue of the post dredging sampling that was recommended.
Justine, do you want to come on up? Thanks.
The representative mentioned that DEQ had suggested that as well. Have we actually read the plan as put forward by DEQ or been provided that plan at this point, or is that something that's going to happen after our process?
I have not laid eyes on it at this point in time. I have, to be honest with you, I haven't had any direct contact with anyone involved from DEQ from their Office of Remediation Programs.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
But just to follow up, would it be possible to make that recommendation at DEQ? In other words, if we don't embed it in our permit conditions, just as a matter of follow-up, could you administratively convey that recommendation to them?
I think it might be appropriate to allow, on behalf of them, make a comment regarding
that. That's fine. Lyle, if you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to clarify, our comments do go to you and you see them, but they are meant for a much broader audience. These are actually directed at DEQ,
okay,
at the Wetlands Board, through the applicants, to the protestants, everyone in the public. So many of our comments are not specific that we think you should put something in your conditions. It's just to make the greater regulatory bodies and public aware of all the conditions and all the issues that we see from that. So that was more of a direction to DEQ, who also gets our comments in through the VWP program.
Okay.
Thank you, Lyle, for clarifying that. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I would move
Mr. Plumlee.
As submitted, it appears as though the DEQ has been presented with VIM's comments and can register those concerns as well as we can. So, I mean, DEQ can go over those concerns just as well as this body. So I would move to approve at this level.
Thank you. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Fox. Just to clarify with the maker and seconder, does that motion include all the staff recommendations?
It does.
They do. Thank you. Thanks for clarification. Discussion on the motion. The commission ready for the question. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you.